Alternative Zone, number 1863, Triumph One LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still in session. We're still having a meeting. Please exit the room quickly and quietly. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
So this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.51646 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Roxana Road, approximately 1,040 feet south of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 805.01. Staff would note for the record, submitted into the record are a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a survey, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District. And there's actually one letter in support of the application for the change of zone. I would also note that this is the last application you're going to see for the CR1 zoning. At the time of the application, they could still request that zoning classification. Okay. Thank you.
We closed the CR when we did the new zoning. That's why.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was my question, but this is the last one. So.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Triumph One LLC, who has applied for an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district to a CR1 district. The property that is the subject of this application consists of approximately 0.52 acres of land, or 22,404 square feet. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, approximately 1,000 feet south of Atlantic Avenue, or Route 26, in Ocean View, Sussex County, Delaware. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application is Ken Christianberry, professional engineer of Axiom Engineering, LLC. Fulton Jeffers, the authorized agent for Triumph One LLC, intended to attend the hearing this evening. However, he resides on the Eastern Shore in Virginia, and he did contact us earlier this evening to let us know that he didn't feel safe traveling here. He did send his apologies, and hopefully Mr. Christianberry and I...
he was in that mess as well.
I came here straight here from Baltimore.
I heard the weather was very bad, so due to weather conditions, he did send his apologies, and we will make sure that he attends the county council hearing. Hopefully Mr. Christianberry and I can answer any questions that you may have. We have submitted an exhibit booklet in support of this application for your consideration. This property was previously owned by Delmar Homes, Inc. Delmar Homes had granted a security interest in the property to the applicant's predecessor in interest for purposes of securing a mortgage loan or two. The applicant did not purchase this property. Rather, it acquired title to the property by virtue of a deed in lieu of foreclosure in 2008 from Delmar Homes. The majority of the lands in close proximity to this property are zoned CR1 or C1. I'm sure you're all very familiar with this area. The corner of Route 26 and Route 17, you have Hawkers and Creative Concepts, Bob's Marine, various other commercial establishments that are nearby. There are also other undeveloped commercially zoned properties that are in close proximity. In addition, on January 20th of 2018, so fairly recent, change of zone 1840 rezoned the contiguous property to the northwest, also from AR1 to CR1. Thus, it's clear that the trend in this area is for the agricultural and residential uses to be replaced by commercial uses, and that's evidenced by the future land use plan. Although the applicant has no plans at this time to develop the property, he hasn't done so in 10 years that he's had, that they've had title to it. They have no plans at this time either. They are seeking a rezoning of the property to CR1 in order to allow for permitted commercial uses in that district, which would include but not be limited to commercial office and retail uses. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Mr. Christianberry to present an overview of the application.
Good evening. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. We prepared the project booklets that you all have in front of you. Pretty standard. It's fairly brief because it's a fairly simple application. Obviously, we provided a copy of the application, the survey, the deed, the zoning map, as can see does indicate certainly a trend that in this area. All the darker red are all CR1, which means they've been rezoned. And was it 13 years ago that CR1 was created and C1 was closed down?
Something like
05?
That.
Give or take. It's been a little better in a decade. You can see that there's been an increase in the commercial zonings in this part of Sussex County. The comprehensive plan map from 2008 is at an awkward scale, to say the least. The big black thing is not a designation. That is a boundary line between commercial and a municipality. That actually runs right down Route 17. So the parcel, all the parcels to the north of us up to Route 26, and our parcel and 1, 2, 3 parcels to the south of us are all mapped based on your 08 comp plan map as highway commercial. So the reason why we're asking for this change of zone is because we feel as though the comp plan has invited us to, has indicated that this is an area that is appropriate for highway commercial properties, and CR1 was the zoning district that certainly most closely corresponds to highway commercial uses. The area, as you can see, these are the properties that immediately surround the site. There are C1 to the northeast, CR1 to the north, AR1 to the north, AR1 to the south and southeast. But this area is, again, an area that is trending commercial and has been so planned by your comprehensive plan. That's just kind of the overall area. Water and sewer are not immediately on the property, but given the small size of the property, if the 1,000-foot trek from the intersection of 26 and 17 were not done by some of the other property owners who own the commercial lands to the north of us, a small office could be supported with a very modest septic system and well. So I don't feel that they're necessary to determine if this land use is appropriate for CR1. It does appear that very likely that at some point in the future, those utilities would extend down this area that's been planned for highway commercial use. Those as-built data about the water and sewer locations are included in your project book in tabs 9 and 10. DelDOT obviously did not require a traffic impact study for what amounts to a half acre of land. There's really no land use we could propose there that would create significant enough traffic issues to generate or warrant a traffic impact study. So at this point, I'd like to turn it back over to Shannon to complete our presentation.
Thank you, Ken. The Comprehensive Plan Update 2008 Future Land Use Plan identifies this property as being located in both the highway commercial area as well as the environmentally sensitive developing area. The plan provides that the highway commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along highways. Highway commercial areas include highway commercial corridors, shopping centers, and other large commercial vicinities geared towards vehicular traffic. The plan provides that in addition to primary shopping destinations, this area would also be the appropriate place to locate hotels, motels, car washes, auto dealerships, lumber yards, and other larger scale commercial uses which are not primarily targeted to the residents of immediately adjacent areas. In addition, the plan provides that the environmentally sensitive developing areas include a wide range of housing types, and in selected areas, commercial uses should be allowed. It's our belief that a rezoning of this land from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the highway commercial area, as well as the environmentally sensitive developing area of the plan, and also the zoning code. The purpose of the CR1 district, according to the code, is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, which generally serve a wide area and are located particularly along existing major thoroughfares where there's a general mixture of commercial and service activities already in existence. The rezoning of these lands, as you can see, will provide compatibility with the neighboring uses and will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas or uses. Again, the property is located in close proximity to large-scale commercial uses as well as smaller commercial uses as well. As Ken indicated, DelDOT did not require a traffic study at this time, as DelDOT believed it would not be helpful. They did, however, recommend that it be considered. or maybe be evaluated when a land development plan is proposed, and there's not one being proposed at this time. In summary, it's our belief that the rezoning of the property from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals of the comprehensive plan. And based on the record and this presentation this evening, we respectfully request that the Commission recommend approval of the applied for change of zone to County Council, as it's consistent with the comprehensive plan and it does meet the purpose of promoting the health, safety, moral convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the residents and future inhabitants of this county. And Ken and I, of course, are available to answer any and all questions that you may have, and we thank you for your consideration of our application.
Okay, we thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
I'm familiar with the property and the application. I have no questions. Thank you.
Ms. Stevenson? Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Wingate? Staff on this side?
No, thanks.
Staff on this side?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1863, Triumph 1 LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1863? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if